had several studies done with the DOT, and it was actually labeled as a contaminated site. So once we, you know, went through the process of getting everything straightened out with permits and being able to build, we broke ground December 2018. And then it was actually Garth Frabel, the city planner, who submitted the application for us to be able to be nominated for that particular award.